Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Thank you for inviting me here again.
多謝大家再次邀請我嚟你中間。
I have spoken the last couple of times about homosexuality.
過去幾次咧，我都講關於同性戀呢個問題。
This time I want to speak about something a little different.
今次我想講第二個題，有啲唔同嘅題目。
I'd like to teach about what the Bible talks or what the Bible says about sex.
我想講喺聖經裏邊，神點樣教我哋睇咩叫性
？Some Christians recently told me that the most frequent problem their clients had is related to sex and sexuality.
好多基督徒都同我講話，其實佢哋遇到或者見到教會有問題啊，或者自己嘅問題咧，都係同性係有關係嘅。
Even though their clients claim to be Christians.
咁所以有啲心理嘅醫生嘅朋友同我講，雖然佢哋嘅病人都是一些基督徒。
They have little idea about what the Bible says about sex.
但他们似乎不太明白圣经里面怎样看性这方面。
Instead, their views about sex and sexuality come from the world.
反而呢他们所看的是从世界角度去看这方面的事。
And the world has some very ungodly ideas about sex and sexuality.
而这个世界对性的观念呢是不正洁的。
I also find this when I talk to people about homosexuality.
当我服侍嗰啲同性恋嘅人嘅时候
，Again, many Christians do not know what the Bible says about homosexuality.
我都同佢哋有讲关于方面嘅事，而世界上都好多人唔系好明白咩叫同性恋。
Instead, they accept what the world says.
而世界讲乜，佢哋就接受啲乜嘢嘢。
Is that the right button? No. This one?The middle one. Okay. Let's go backwards. Yeah. Back one more. We're going ahead. That's backwards. There we go. Okay.Good. Got the button sorted out.
搞掂嗰啲點撳掣先嚇。
Why would sexuality be such a frequent problem for people?
點解性呢方面始終喺人類當中咧成為一個咁大嘅問題咧
？I think one of the reasons is that the greater potential something has for good.Is also matched by the greater potential that same thing has for bad.
所以通常喺神嘅创造里边，嗰啲越系本来系有一个好美好嘅原因喺里边嘅嘢咧，好多时就俾撒旦去调转咗，将佢成为一个系有伤害嘅嘢。
Some things in life have very little potential for good or bad.
有啲嘢喺人生里边唔系话好重要，系好又话唔好嘅。
The sports team that we cheer for.Doesn't create a lot of potential for good or bad.
譬如我哋好中意睇体育节目啊，我哋去打气啊咁，但系其实对于我哋做好同埋唔好嘅人咧，其实个帮助唔系好大嘅问题。
But other things have great potential for good.
但有啲嘢咧可以为美好嘅嘢咧系有好大嘅能力喺里边嘅。
For example, how a parent raises their child.
譬如话父母点样去凑大仔女啦。
This has great potential for good when you are a good parent.
如果你是一個好的父母的話，你有很大的能力去養好啲好的仔女，是一個很有力量的事工嚟噶。
Sadly, there is great potential for evil when you're a bad parent.
但如果你是一個不好的父母的話咧，黑暗的權勢亦都會很大嘅喺度工作。
In a similar way, sex and sexuality has great potential for good.
所以性呢方面咧，同樣嘅，其實佢好有潛質去做好嘅嘢嘅。
But it also has great potential for ugliness.For evil and pain.
但同樣嘅調翻轉頭，亦都有好大嘅潛質，帶嚟我哋好大嘅羞愧、傷害同埋毀壞嘅。
God designed sex to have great potential for good.
神設立性本身係為一個美好嘅原因去做呢件事。
It was to be part of a beautiful relationship between a married man and woman.
本來神嘅心意係俾一個結咗婚嘅男同埋女去有一份好美麗嘅禮物。
But God's purposes in our world have often been distorted.
但神嘅好嘅心意咧，通常俾个世界咧去将佢倒转咗。
And when we move away from God's purposes for sex,
当我哋离开咗神造性最初嘅美意嘅时候
the results are an inadequate and a counterfeit version of what God intended.
個結果就係離開咗神嘅心意，反而做咗好多破壞嘅事情。
So I want to cover today some foundations about what the Bible teaches us about sex and sexuality.
所以今日我好想特別一個題目上面，我哋從聖經裏面睇下，到底神係點解會設立性咧？到底性方面嘅係一回咩事咧？
God starts setting out his plan for sexuality in Genesis.
在創世紀開始，神已經係設立咗唔同嘅性別同埋性嘅方面嘅啦。
Genesis 2 teaches us that we are created by God for relationship.
第二章已經話俾我哋聽，神做我哋嗰陣時候，做人嘅時候，係想我哋有關係嘅。
It was not good for Adam to be alone.
佢話對亞當嚟講，獨居不好。
He needed another person to be in relationship with.
他需要有的人和他有一些的人際的關係。
And so God created Eve.
所以神做了夏娃。
God called Eve his helper.
神叫夏娃做他的幫助、幫手。
The word helper does not mean inferior assistant.
幫手呢不是說他低級一點的。
The same word is used in Psalm 72 to refer to God as our helper.
所以在詩篇72篇，神都嗌自己做我哋嘅幫助。
And God is not our inferior assistant.
所以當然神唔係話俾我哋係低等咗啦。
So Genesis teaches us that men and women are made to help each other and bless each other by doing life together.
所以喺創世記神已經話俾我哋聽，神做女係想同男嘅有一份好嘅人際關係，互相嘅扶持，互相嘅幫助。
And that includes the sexual relationship between Adam and Eve.
亦都包括咗佢兩個之間有一份嘅性嘅關係裏邊。
The next characteristic we see in Genesis is that sex is designed to make a married man and woman become one flesh.
而喺創世嘅第二章，同時話俾我哋聽，神做男女俾佢哋有性嘅時候，係想二人成為一體。
Sex is not just an enjoyable experience.
性本身唔係單從肉體上面嘅享受。
Nor is it just about creating babies.
亦都唔係淨係為咗繁殖下一代。
Sex is meant to build and enhance a committed relationship between a husband and wife.
神設立性本來想男女之間個愛嘅關係可以更牢固，更去互相嘅委身。
So sex is designed for oneness.
所以性本身係預表咗男女要建立一份合一嘅愛同埋精神喺裏邊。
Thirdly, we can see that sex is designed for mutual trust.
第三點我哋睇到就係性本身係想人與人之間學習一份嘅互相嘅信賴。
The scripture says that Adam and Eve were naked and they were not ashamed.
聖經話當時佢哋兩亞當夏娃都係赤身露體嘅，但佢哋唔覺得係羞愧嘅。
To be naked in front of somebody else and not be ashamed is only possible when there is a true trust and treasuring between husband and wife.
所以能夠露身赤身露體而唔覺得羞愧嘅話，兩個人一定係有相當嘅信任喺裏邊。呢個就係夫婦之間一個好美麗嘅關係嘅代表啦。
So combining these things,
所以綜合我正話所講嘅，
we can see that God designed human intimacy to be one of the most complete human expressions of trusting and treasuring.
所以神做男女而俾佢哋一份咁嘅爱嘅关系嘅时候，其实系想话俾我哋听，佢想我哋发展一份最崇高、最完美嘅联合。
God designed sex to be one of the most complete human expressions of trusting and treasuring within a marriage.
神做性喺婚姻里边系想男女互相嘅表达。對對方一份嘅完全嘅信任、完全嘅尊重，同埋互相嘅相愛嘅心。
Sex isn't bad.
所以性本身唔係一件壞嘅事。
It is good, it is powerful, and it is beautiful.
係本身係美好嘅，本來係有大有能力嘅。
But there is a problem.
但係問題就發生啦。
Romans chapters 3 through 8 teach us that all creation, including each of us, is fallen.
羅馬書第三章七到八節話俾我哋聽，世人已經離棄咗神，所以我哋都係已經係離開咗神啦。
That all creation groans under the impact of the fall, as it waits for God's redemption.
由於人嘅離棄神嘅話，人就開始墮落，然後就產生衍生咗好多罪行出嚟。
So Scripture teaches us that we are all born with a fallen nature.
所以去到而家，我哋出生嘅時候已經有一個失落咗嘅形象。
Born into a fallen world.
我哋係一個失落嘅世界裏邊。
Where Satan is at work trying to deceive us.
而撒旦喺個世界裏邊常常想去欺哄我哋。
And the result is that everyone will be tempted to use sexuality in ways that God did not intend.
好多人就會去用性嚟做咗好多唔好嘅事，係神唔想見到嘅。
Our dilemma is illustrated in the Song of Songs or the Song of Solomon.
喺呢個雅歌嗰度有一個咁嘅經文。
The story in the book of Song of Songs is a story of a beautiful virgin in love with a shepherd.
雅歌本身是記載一個童女和一個牧羊人的愛情的故事。
The woman is taken away from home against her will into the king's court to become another one of Solomon's wives.
那裡說是所羅門那些侍從從一個人的家裡面搶了這個童女，想去成為宮女。
Solomon declares his affections.And gives her royal promises.
所羅門好想去話俾個童女聽，佢有幾愛佢。
The harem women encourage her to say yes to Solomon.
而呢個女士係冇講到話好啊咁啊。
But the woman says no.
嚇，個女士反而話唔想。
She remains true to her betrothed lover, the shepherd.
因為佢已經原先係許配咗俾一個嘅牧羊人，佢想係忠於嗰個牧羊人。
When Solomon finally gives up and goes away,
所以最終阿所羅門就離開咗，放棄咗呢件事啦。
The woman and the shepherd reunite.
嗰個童女同個牧羊人聯合埋一齊。
They return home to renew their vows to each other.
佢哋翻屋企去重新再一次嘅引證佢哋嘅約。
And at the very end of the book, the shepherd concludes.
所以喺嗰本書嘅結尾，嗰個牧羊人咁樣結論。
Thousands of vineyards are yours, King Solomon.
佢話：所羅門啊，你有千萬個嘅葡萄園。
But my single vineyard is here for me alone.
而我只有呢一個唯一嘅葡萄園係我所擁有嘅。
This story shows the contrast between the faithful love of the woman and the shepherd versus the wandering lust of King Solomon.
这个故事是讲一个对比，就是所罗门有很多的飞奔那种的很性方面的放纵，相对的就是这个女仔和这个牧羊人那个坚贞的相爱。
This book does celebrate the sensual and erotic love between the woman and her shepherd lover.
所以本書裏面講咗好多關於呢個女仔同埋呢個牧羊人之間嗰份嘅愛去到幾深。
It also celebrates her faithful chastity.
亦都去頌揚佢對愛嗰份嘅忠誠、真跡、忠貞。
And thirdly, it shows the erotic lust of Solomon.
而亦都去反映所羅門嗰種嘅愛嘅不適。
It ends with some wise words.About the problems we have in sorting out love and erotic attraction.
所以呢本書亦都話俾我哋聽，真正嘅愛同埋話情慾之間嗰份嘅愛係嘅分別喺邊度。
And it also has some wise words about temptation refused.
當中亦都有啲智慧嘅説話教我哋點樣去分辨喺情慾方面嘅試探。
This contrast in the Book of Solomon.Is an illustration of the problems we all have with sorting out love and erotic attraction.
所以呢本書對我哋都好大幫助，因為係幫我哋分辨到底咩叫真正嘅愛咧嚇，乜嘢只係情慾上邊一時嘅愛，肉體上面嘅愛咧。
And it's an illustration of the problems we all have in facing temptations to use sexuality in ways outside of God's boundaries.
所以亦都今日我哋好實用嘅，因為我哋好多時啲面對嘅試探，好容易係唔跟住神嘅方法去表達我哋對人嗰份嘅愛。
So we can understand that Scripture teaches us that everyone will be tempted to use sexuality in ways God did not intend.
聖經早已話咗俾我哋聽，人係會面對好多試探，去用性係唔用神嘅方法去處理我哋呢份性之間嘅愛。
And this is why God takes sex seriously.
所以神對性方面咧，佢係好認真嘅睇呢件事嘅。
He's concerned that we understand his intentions.
佢好希望我哋能夠去切實嘅明白佢原本嘅美意係乜嘢。
And he's concerned when we distort what he intended.
佢都好關注如果我哋去混淆咗而係做唔係佢嘅心意嘅事。
And sadly.We have distorted what he intended.
但好可惜就係我哋大部分人都已經係混淆咗神原本嘅美意。
We live in a world that says all kinds of sexual intimacy is okay.
呢個世界話俾我哋聽，性嘅大家之間嘅關係係冇所謂嘅，只要同意就得㗎啦。
And to make things more complicated, we even as Christians experience attractions.To some of these kinds of sexual intimacy.
更加可惜就係，就算係基督徒都好，我哋都被呢種咁嘅性泛濫咧吸引。
What are we to do with this kind of dilemma?
所以我哋面對呢啲咁嘅挑戰，我哋應該點處理咧
？Thankfully, God responds to our dilemma with help.
好彩神係我哋嘅幫助，佢喺方面其實係有教導嘅。
Two of the ways that God responds with help is to create boundaries for sexual intimacy.
第一方面，神就教我哋喺性方面咧，其实我哋应该系有规限嘅。
And to help us with our fallen nature and sin by cleansing, sanctifying, and justifying.
所以有个大家之间嘅关系有个规范嘅时候，系令到我哋保守我哋能够成为圣洁，唔会做一啲唔应该做嘅事。
Let's talk briefly about boundaries that God has set.
咁我哋先講講呢個規範係乜嘢咧？神教我哋點去分辨設立呢個規範咧
？Hebrews 13 exhorts Christians to refrain from two types of sex.
希伯來書十三章提醒我哋基督徒係要提防兩種嘅性嘅關係。
The first refers to a married person having sex with someone other than their spouse.
第一方面就係婚外情。
And that's generally translated adultery.
好多時我哋叫奸淫。
The second refers to any kind of unmarried sex.
第二咧就係未結婚、婚外、婚之前發生性行為。
And that's usually translated sexual immorality or adultery.
聖經裏邊嘅所講嘅性嘅罪啦。
Ephesians 5 instructs us not to have even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity in our lives.
以弗所書第五章話俾我哋聽，神係唔會悦納任何同性方面有犯嘅罪嘅。
First Corinthians 6 tells us to flee sexual immorality because our body is the temple of the Lord and we're to honor God with our body.
林前第六章話俾我聽，要逃避性方面嘅罪，因為我哋嘅身體係神嘅殿，係應該係保守去聖潔嘅。
First Thessalonians 4 says avoid sexual immorality.And learn to control your body in a way that's holy and honorable to the Lord.
帖前第四章话俾我哋听，要逃避呢啲性嘅罪，因为我哋要保守我哋嘅身体系成为圣洁，系神所喜悦嘅。
These and other scriptures tell us that the boundaries God has set include the following.
所以嗰个规范喺边度咧
？Parents are not to have sex with children.
父母唔应该同子女有任何性嘅关系。
Sexual intimacy before marriage is forbidden.
性嘅關係喺婚前係禁止嘅。
Sex between friends is forbidden.
即是話朋友之間有性嘅關係喺神嘅眼中係唔
係。Pornography is not an option. It's really just having sex with yourself.
所以睇嗰啲嘅唔正當嘅色情嘅圖畫啊，或者各方面嘅物質咧，喺神嘅眼中係罪嚟噶。
Sex that causes pain or is demeaning is forbidden.
所以罪本身係會，如果唔正當嘅時候帶嚟俾人好大嘅傷害、傷痛，所以係神禁止嘅。
Buying sex is not an option.
去買性嘅滿足亦都係神所唔悦納嘅。
Sex with the same gender is not an option.
同性之間發生性行為，亦都喺聖經裏邊係唔接納嘅。
And sex outside of marriage is not an option.
婚姻以外有任何性行為都係神所唔悦納嘅。
These all fall outside of God's design for sex and sexuality.
因為啲全部都唔係神俾我哋有性行為嗰個原意嚟嘅。
And one of the reasons God gives for this is because they are not a picture of the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us.
因為正話所講嗰種咁嘅性行為都唔能夠帶到神俾我哋有性生活，其實原本希望我哋達到嗰份嘅合一、嗰份嘅和諧、嗰份人與人之間嘅關係。
Jesus reinforces these boundaries.
耶穌重新去釐定呢個關係。
And he makes them stronger.
佢甚至俾啲更強烈嘅字眼去表達神嘅心意。
When he teaches about not having sex outside of marriage, he also says that having sex in your imagination.
舊約就係講話你喺行為上面唔好犯任何奸淫嘅事，但係主耶穌嘅教導就話你喺思想上面去想像都係一個罪啦已經。
He says that's a sin.
佢話呢個係一個罪嚟㗎。
He says lusting after someone else is just as much a sin as actually having sex outside of marriage.
所以主耶穌話你望見一個人就起淫念嗰陣時候，同你同個人真係喺行為上面起淫念淫行咧，都係相等嘅。
Thankfully, God does not leave us stuck with boundaries and the sad fact that many of us have probably broken some of those boundaries.
當然神不是就咁俾我哋又話規範，因為我哋好多人都已經犯咗嗰啲規範。
God offers help.
神係提供好多嘅幫助俾我哋。
In John chapter 4, Jesus forgives the adulterer rather than condemning her.
喺約翰福音嗰度，耶穌佢親自去寬恕犯行淫嘅人。
In John chapter 8, Jesus offers living water, salvation.To somebody who's living with someone they're not married to.
約翰福音第八章喺井旁，主耶穌係俾嗰個女人係飲活嘅泉水，而嗰個女人本身係一個係有好多性行為嘅女人嚟嘅。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says God cleanses and sanctifies and justifies the sexually immoral, the adulterer, the homosexual.And other people who are involved who have sin in their lives.
林前第六章，主耶穌話：保羅話神係好願意寬恕所有犯咗喺性方面嘅罪嘅人。
These tell us that God has a way back to sexual purity when we have broken or distorted what He intended.
呢個俾我哋一個希望，就係我哋就算係打破咗神嘅規範，犯咗呢啲方面嘅罪都好咧，只要我哋去。承認嘅時候，神係樂意幫我哋改同埋清潔我哋嘅。
This is really good news for the single mom.
特別對係嗰啲單親嘅媽媽，呢個係一個福音。
Really good news for the guy struggling with porn.
或者對有啲喺方面有掙扎嘅人，呢個係一個喜訊。
This is really good for someone who becomes a Christian after having an affair.
亦都對一啲係未做基督徒之前犯咗呢方面嘅罪嘅人，係一個好大嘅喜訊。
It has been really good news for my family who has struggled with sexual brokenness in several ways.
喺我家裏邊，呢個係一個喜訊，因為我家裏邊都有啲成員咧，佢哋喺性方面有好多嘅掙扎。
But God's help does not stop with these three things.
當然，神嘅幫助唔單止係呢三方面。
God's plan for sex is a better way than any other option, but not always an easy way.
但當然神設立得性嘅話，佢係想帶我哋去一個更美之處、更好嘅地方。
God's interest in sexuality is much more than just making people behave.
所以神唔係話淨係想管理我哋嘅行為，而係佢係想帶我哋去一個更高嘅境界。
Scripture encourages us to change the question we ask.From what am I forbidden to do?
所以聖經教我哋唔係淨係成日問有啲咩我唔可以做㗎咁。
To how do I live with my sexuality in a way that is consistent with being a new creation in Christ?
而是反而问我怎可以用神给我这份这么大的礼物去做更加美善的事呢？
This explains why Christian prohibitions against certain sexual sins aren't simply an effort to keep us from having fun.
所以当神去管制说你们不要犯这样的性方面的行为的罪，不是说不想我们享受性那份的欢愉。
Quite the opposite.
反而是相反。
They're based on how we can flourish as followers of Christ.
而是当我们用得正确的时候，是会令到我们的生命是更加美丽的。
How we can best reflect the image of God in us.
我们怎样能够更好的去让人知道我们是神的形象所创造的呢？
God's plan for sexuality provides true freedom to us.
神的方法的神 那种希望我们有的性的生活，才能够带给我们最大的满足和最大的自由。
We are free to choose our actions rather than having our sexual urges dictate them to us.
当我们有性行为的时候，我们是自由的去选择的，不是因为受制于我们肉体的核制而迫于去做一些我们知道不好的行为。
For married men and women,
特别对结婚的男女，
sex is an expression of love and a trusting and treasuring relationship.
性行为是代表两夫妇之间互相告诉对方听，是互相的信任、互相的珍惜和互相的相爱。
God calls husbands and wives to steward their sexual attractions only towards their spouse.
所以圣经里面说婚姻的生活只是在婚约的里面的。
They're to apply sexuality in a way that ministers to their spouse rather than treating their spouse as simply a way to make them happy.
所以性行为是令到我们的配偶得到更大的欢乐，同埋话俾佢哋听我哋爱佢哋，而唔系当对方系一个嘅工具去满足我哋自己喺方面嘅需要。
This is not easy.
系唔容易噶。
There are many ways the world tries to encourage us to do something different.
所以个世界成日都鼓励我哋做一啲唔系神属意嘅事。
For the single person.God's plan involves living like Jesus.
对单身人来讲，神的希望计划是我们能够好像耶稣那样生活。
Jesus was a single man and did not have any children.
耶稣本身是单身的，他没有任何的子女。
Most men who lived with Jesus got married and had children.
很多跟耶稣一起生活的人，他们那些男士都有结婚啊，有子女啊。
Jesus did not.
耶稣就没有这样选择到。
Jesus did not have a sexual partner.
耶稣没有一个性伴侣。
He lived a life of chastity.
他是过一个单身而圣洁的生活。
So to those who are single people, Jesus demonstrates what a godly life as a single person can be.
所以耶稣示范了作为单身的怎样过一个圣洁的生活呢？
The people in Scripture didn't question Jesus' manhood.
圣经里边冇人会去质疑耶稣系一个男士。
He had good relationships with men and women.
佢同男性、女性都有个好嘅关系。
And he showed us that it's possible for you and me if we're single people to do the same.
所以如果你同我系单身嘅话，神系鼓励我哋，其实我哋都好似耶稣咁样，同其他人有正常嘅人际关系嘅。
God's call to single people is a life, whether you're single by choice or by circumstance, is a life of chastity.
所以神同我哋讲，如果我哋单身，无论你系你自己选择嘅，或者因为环境令到你单身嘅话，我系呼召我哋过一个持守同埋圣洁嘅生活。
Chastity and purity is much more than what you don't do.
持守自洁，呢个系一个好美好嘅。好难做到嘅事。
It's who you are and what you do.
因为佢就反映到你系一个点样嘅人，你做紧啲咩嘢。
Both purity and chastity are positive virtues and not merely an absence of wrongdoing.
所以能够持守有一份嘅纯洁嘅话，呢个系一个嘅质素嚟嘅，唔系话净系禁止我做唔做呢样唔做嗰样。
Now chaste living is difficult at times.
有阵时要过一个圣洁嘅生活系唔容易噶。
Because the desire to do something different is ingrained in all of us.
因为我们永远都有我们的欲念在我们的身体里面。
But the fruits of following God's plan for sexuality rather than our culture's plan is joy and liberty and holiness.
但如果我们不听这个世界 的道德观，而是持守着神的教我们的方法，我们就会享受到真正一份什么叫真正的自由。
What the Bible says about sex and sexuality equips you and me to live in several ways.
我们如果跟着神的方法去过我们的性的生活的话呢，
It guides us to refuse the world's encouragement to define who we are based on our sexual attractions.
我们就不会被这个世界的言论去给我们有一份的压迫感，说我们应该怎样去过我们的性生活。
Instead, it guides us to define who we are as new creations in Christ.
我们能够持守活出我们是神所做的一个新的创造的人。
To define who we are based on God's definition rather than ours or society's.
我们是一个怎样的人，是按住神的心意去建立的，不是按住这个世界怎样看我们，或者我们自己喜欢怎样去建立的。
It also guides us in the daily task of appropriating Christ's power to resist temptation and find victory over it.
如果我们愿意这样做的时候，我们也经历到神给力量我们可以去这样去持守得到。
A third thing it does is guide us in dealing with the dirt that we get from being in the world.
第三方面帮到我们的就是说，当我们遇到这个世界去染污我们的时候，我们有能力去被神去洁净。
Just like the disciples got their feet dirty from walking in sandals, we get dirtied by the world when it thrusts sexual impurity on us.
正如那些门徒当日着凉鞋在沙漠地走，只脚会染浴污尘。今日我们在这个污糟的世界里面生活的时候，很多性泛滥的不良的物体呢，或者是资料呢，都会染污我们的身体和思想的。
At the Last Supper,Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and he taught them about the difference between having a clean heart and dirty feet.
所以在最后晚餐，耶稣为门徒洗脚的时候，他分别了告诉我们听一个有清洁的心和一个污糟的脚的分别。
Not only did washing the disciples' feet teach us about serving one another,
他不单止洗我们脚，他叫我们互相的服侍。
It also teaches us to come to Jesus anytime we get dirtied by the impurity of the world so that he can cleanse us.
他去呼召我们，几时我们的脚污糟了，我们被这个世界染污了的时候，我们回到耶稣那里，叫他帮我们洁净。
Jesus never gets tired or impatient or angry when we come to him for cleaning.
我们来到耶稣的面前求祂帮我们洁净，祂永远不会觉得我们烦，觉得我们讨厌，或者觉得我们是真的不抵帮的。
He always wants to clean us up so that our daily life matches the clean heart he's given us.
反而祂很渴望我们能够愿意来到祂面前，让祂令我们保持洁净，有一个清洁的心。
Scripture also helps us figure out what's the definition of a godly man?Or a godly woman.
圣经里面告诉我们怎样为之是一个圣洁的人呢？
And it helps us in building godly marriages and godly single lives.
当我们是一个圣洁的人的时候，我们才能够有一个圣洁的婚姻生活，也都能够成为一个圣洁的单身的人。
So, as I close, I want to take us back to three thoughts.
当我结束的时候，我想去再重申我刚才所讲的三个的方面。
The first is that God designed sexual intimacy to be one of the most complete human expressions of trusting and treasuring within a marriage.
第一点就是神去设立性，是给夫妇之间去互相表达对对方一个最高的爱，同埋大家学习怎样去成为合一，享受这种的人与人之间最高的境界的生活。
And the second is that God desires that our relationship with Him be our ultimate experience of trusting and treasuring.
第二方面就是透过人与人之间，夫妇之间这种的学习，我们能够同神建立一份真正的合一的关系。
That's why he describes himself as the groom and ourselves as his bride.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们，他就是新郎，我们就是新妇。
And lastly, God calls and equips us to use our body in ways that are pure and holy, because we've been bought at a price.
第三方面就是神是呼召我们每个人都能够过一个圣洁的生活，因为我们用他的宝血买回来的，他是乐意去帮我们持守圣洁。
We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
我们用耶稣的血去买赎回来。
And our body is the temple of God's Spirit.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
I know we're going to have a time of reflection briefly, but first let me lead you in a time of prayer.
我们先有一个祷告，然后我给点时间你自己去反省一下。
Heavenly Father, earlier we talked about making you our Lord.
天父，我们刚才所说，我们说你是我们的主人。
Raising the white flag of surrender.
我们举起我们的白旗，我们说我以你为主。
Making you the Lord of every part of our lives.
在我们生命每一部分，你都是我们的主人。
One of the areas that's hard to do that in is sexuality.
而特别在性方面，主人你知道是很难能够做得到。
Our fallen nature makes us attracted to ways that are distorted.
我们活在一个已经是损坏了的世界，我们都有很多的挑战在我们的身体里面。
It's a challenge for us to sort out love and erotic attraction.
在一个咁纷乱嘅社会，我哋好难去分辨到乜嘢系真正嘅爱，乜嘢只系肉体上面嘅爱。
So I want to recognize the boundaries that you have set out for sex and sexuality.
所以求你俾我哋能够认定你所设立喺性方面我哋嘅规范喺边度。
And as your Lord, I want to follow those.
而正如你所教我嘅，我都愿意去跟从。
Since you are my Lord, I also need your help.
因为你的主人，我更加是求你帮我。
I need your help to cleanse and sanctify and justify me.
我需要你去洁净我，去帮我能够成圣。
On a daily basis.
是每一日我都需要你。
And so I thank you that you are committed to walking with me.
我多谢你是愿意与我同行每一日。
And making me into the man or woman of God that you've intended me to be.
而多谢你系愿意去改造我，去成为一个合你心意嘅人。
Amen.
阿门。俾少时间大家静一静，嗬，主有冇咩地方触动你嘅心嘅咧？咁啊。